Welcome back to another episode of Seeing Your Inner Brilliance, the podcast specifically for big dreamers and high achievers to help us truly see our inner brilliance. Why? Because we aren't taught to look inside of ourselves. No, we aren't taught that the key is inside of us. We're taught to look outside of ourselves. We're taught to chase our dream, go after it, no excuses, work hard, hustle harder, set goals, make lists, just do it, do it, do it. No. There is another way that doesn't involve so much striving, forcing, controlling, exerting, and manipulating. And when we truly see our own inner brilliance, then your race to your big dream becomes more aligned, in flow, more solid, peaceful, powerful, satisfying, fulfilling, confident. Oh my goodness, I could just go on and on with the adjectives. I am so excited to be with you today and that you're tuning in. So thank you so much for being here. And one thing I absolutely love most about this podcast, other than hearing from you and having conversations with you about what came up for you in each of the episodes, one thing I love most is all the different kind of big dreamers we get to hear from. There are different struggles, portals, obstacles that they go through. I'm excited for this episode in particular because, let's be honest, even the successful feel undeserving at times, right? Even the accomplished can feel lonely. Even the ones who appear to have it all together and are typically the strong ones, they can actually be covering up emptiness inside. And that's exactly what we're going to get into in this episode of Seeing Your Inner Brilliance, because the whole point of this podcast is to normalize not only our big, audacious, crazy, seemingly crazy dreams, but to normalize the inner struggles that are bound to come up along the way. This is so important. And my guest today, he absolutely needs no intro because his energy does it for him. My guest today is the amazing Isaac Global. That's not really his last name, but he's French. And so don't even get me started on my Southern accent trying to pronounce a French last name. But yes, Isaac Global, that's what he goes by on Instagram. Oh my goodness, he is such an incredible human being. His energy is just so infectious. Like I was saying, he truly is an alpha male. And oh my gosh, he is just so motivating and empowering. Isaac is big in the real estate world. He owns a construction company, and he's also the founder of the Global Wolfpack Mentorship Program and Community. It's an accountability community where he helps men and women create a person they are proud of. He does this through discipline, mindset, and fitness. He is so keen and passionate in opening our eyes that the good life, quote unquote, that we are commonly sold to is absolutely BS, and that character, discipline and leveling up is where happiness is found. He has been through a lot. He shares a lot. And we unpack so much today about even the successful can feel undeserving. Even the accomplished can feel different on the inside than what it looks like on the outside. And that's okay. I want you to know that. If you're feeling that right now, it is absolutely more than okay. And by the end of listening to my conversation with Isaac, you're not going to feel alone in this. Do not hide or shame away or play small because you may be feeling differently on the inside, either currently or in another season of your life. So let's get into the conversation with Isaac. Before we get started, I do want to put a little disclaimer out there. Isaac cusses like a sailor. I have little ears, so I know what that is. I just want to be mindful of those maybe listening in the car right now. So go ahead and grab your AirPods and put them in this episode. You are going to walk away with so many nuggets, and this is definitely one of the episodes that you want to share and take notes, write it down. So pull up your seat, put your earbuds in, and let's get to it. Isaac, thank you so much for being on the show. It is so awesome to talk to you. I just love your energy and how fiery and pretty much intense and type A you are. So thank you so much for being here.
Hey, my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me. Let's do this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we first connected, and then I happened to see an Instagram story of yours where you were talking about how you had recently purchased something in You didn't feel deserving of it. So I would love for us to riff on that a little bit because I know as high achievers, there's that undertone of not being deserving or not being worthy of something is definitely something that we face, whether we want to admit it or not.
So like I was telling you, I was talking to a friend. I bought this couch. It's a Bellini. Didn't even know what the fuck a Bellini was until I met a girl who said you should get a Bellini. And I'm like, all right, let's get a fucking Bellini. Dumb shit that people do. And like every time I would see this couch, it's this little thing, $6,000. I don't even know if it's that comfortable. It's not even that comfortable. And I would look at it and I would just get disgusted. Just I want to puke. And because like I didn't feel like who am I to have said and waste my. So I called up a friend and I told her how I felt. And she's like, hey, listen, you 100% deserve this. If anybody, she told me, she's like, you haven't taken a break since I met you in high school. If anybody deserves this shit, it's you. And then that kind of, so it's that kind of like what you were saying, the lies that we tell ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that story with everybody to hear. And I would love for you, like when it comes to not feeling deserving, can you, from an awareness standpoint, what does that look like? What does that feel like? Is it literally a thought of, I don't deserve this? Or what's going on inside of you when that lie comes up?
It's more like an embarrassment, It's more, and don't get me wrong, I've spent 20 grand at a club on bottles before I became sober, I've done dumb shit with money. But it's literally like I'm embarrassed. Because there was a point I didn't have food to eat, So it's an embarrassment, like I'm ashamed type deal. Yeah, that's how it feels.
That's great awareness. Thank you for being vulnerable and transparent as far as that goes, because I know that alone, what you just talked about, the awareness of what's going on inside and how we feel and what we're thinking, that is so powerful and so huge for us to, we need to expand beyond our consciousness, right? Of what we're our default consciousness. And so that was just so beautiful. So thank you so much. And so when you felt this embarrassment, what is your first tendency? Is your first tendency to send the couch back, to give it to a friend, to
So I operate very different than like most human beings, Charles Lee. Sorry guys, I'm French. I'm French. Sometimes words and names I can't, Charles Lee.
Charlie.
Charles Lee. Oh, Charles Lee, that's beautiful. All right, Charles Lee, check it out. So like for me, it's like I operate very differently. Like second, there's a feeling, I really don't go deep in that feeling at all. At all, because I know it's bullshit. I know it's my secure mechanism trying to defend me and all the lies from my childhood. I'm like, fuck out of here. And I just get right into action. So I used to work for a guy named Grant Cardone. Are you familiar with him?
I'm not.
Dude, that's 10x rule. Like, he's the number one influencer, real estate mogul on the planet. But he would teach us literally, second you get into these deep feelings, just get into action, like exteriorize, get into the present, boom, massive action. So, yeah, of course, maybe there's a splinter of a second where I'm like, return it. I told me, shut the fuck up. Let's go, move. Let's go.
So, do you feel like this action, and in this case, it was calling a friend, do you feel like that action kind of jolts you out of that space?
So in that case, actually, it was just like going back to work or going to exercise. That conversation just happened organically. I was on the phone with a friend, and then that feeling came back up, so I shared it with her.
Interesting. That's so
Yeah.
interesting. I know that's common, right? We lean on our action. We look to our action, especially as big dreamers and high achievers. We are so used to We're so used to acting and juggling a million things at once and really taking the bull by the horns and going after it. You know what I mean? And not only that, but we're capable of should of doing it. And so it's imperfect. It makes perfect sense. Hey guys, when I was re-listening to this episode and editing it, there was something that was so on my heart to share with you. So I wanted to go ahead and share it with you. I completely can relate to what Isaac is talking about. The action, the action, the action, the doing, the doing, doing, the hustling, 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 and just showing up each and every day. Maybe it's not hustling, you know, and I'm not saying that this is what Isaac is going through or talking about by any means, but I just wanted to share my experience with you on this, that there was a season for me where I was taking action. I was showing up. I was making the commitments to myself, and I got to the point where I was like, wait, this isn't at all what I thought I was doing and building. You know, I'm not feeling as happy and satisfied and fulfilled as I wanted it to be. This feels more like I am forcing myself. This feels more like I'm doing it for the sake of doing it, almost like an addiction that it was backed by so much force and pressure and have to, and I need to do this because if I don't keep up with my action, then I'm not good enough, then I'm not, you know, valuable, then I'm a failure and I'm absolutely worthless. I don't know if you can relate to that at all. And again, I have no idea if I'm sure Isaac doesn't feel that way, but this was my experience, and I wanted to share it with you because yes, we can take action to get ahead. Yes, we can take massive action. And there are so many examples of this, of successful people in the world who maybe they stay up late, maybe they wake up early. But the key thing for me that I feel like with them, Ed Mylett is coming to my mind. He wakes up at 4 o'clock every day. He breaks his days down into 3 days. It's just massive action all the time, which I feel like Isaac is very similar in that. But for me, there was a difference because it came from a place of force and pressure and have to and need to in order to feel a certain way, in order to be a certain person in this world. And so really the key missing piece and component that I was missing is this alignment. The alignment was the key thing here, because just by taking action, when really I was feeling down, my mind was blasting me with lies that I needed to keep up with myself, that I absolutely had to be on my A game every single day. When we take action from that place, it can actually be a form of suppression. Suppressing our thoughts and our feelings in a way where it feels like you're in a better place because now you're focused on, let's say, building your website, you're focused on working out, you're focused on going to the store or just, I don't know, whatever it looks like in your day to take action. But really, it's just a band-aid solution, and the same feelings will inevitably pop up again in another situation because they haven't been fully dealt with. So that was the key thing for me, is that I was taking action, but the action became a distraction at some point. The action became a form of suppression and subconscious addiction. And so I could not release this episode without talking to you about this. Because if you're in this spot, there is a better way. There is a much healthier way and more ease and flow to it. So yes, you may be getting stuff done. You may be checking things off of your list. You may, be making headway and achieving your goals, but maybe it feels harder than it needs to or that you would like to. Maybe the words you put on your website are actually dampened because the energy and the frequency that you're coming from isn't from this true place of alignment. And your customers and clients can feel that. Your family can feel that. Your friends can feel that. So if your action isn't backed by alignment, then it's a good opportunity to check in with yourself. It took me a while to understand that little action in alignment is 100 times better than a lot of action out of alignment because of where it comes from. So I wanted to add this in there because there's definitely a difference between taking action as a suppressant and a form of subconscious addiction and taking action from this place of alignment and non-resistance. That's what action looks like and feels like for me now. I still wake up at 4:44 every single day, the vast majority of the time. I still have routines and this masculine structure in my day. However, there is so much ease and flow to it. There isn't so much pressure on myself to do this thing at a certain time in order to get to a certain place. There isn't so much like trying to piece things together in my head and figuring out what my direct ROI of this action is going to be. No, it is full of so much ease and flow. I can't say it enough. Their fulfillment is found in literally every single moment. I know that it's accessible. I know that it's there. I know that I have access to it. And so I do. The vast majority of the time, I feel satisfied. No matter what I'm doing, whether I'm watching the sunset with my husband, whether I'm on a podcast, whether I'm on a coaching call, whether I'm doing something for one of my programs, whether it's playing Barbie with my kids. I mean, how many other examples can I throw in there? That satisfaction, fulfillment, feeling confident now, feeling worthy now, and not needing my action to be so, to heal something inside of me, to satisfy something inside of me. No, because I know who I am. I know whom I am to my absolute core. And yes, of course, I have programs to support you with this. Both Anchor and BTG are really great spaces for you. This is a huge reason why I created both of those programs. But what I'm trying to stress here is that if you are currently feeling this force, this pressure, this have to, this need to, in order to get to a certain place, in order to feel confident, worthy, fulfilled, whatever it is, there is a much healthier way. All right, let's get back into this juicy episode. And so I'm curious, this lie of not deserving it, is that something that has continued to come up kind of throughout your life? Or is that a new lie?
You know, I'll tell you what, it's super interesting. I'm getting really deep into, like, you know, just the mind and how it works and all the things you're talking about. I think if you literally are not able to access what you want, then there is some limiting belief and lie in there, 100%.
What do you mean by not being able to access what you want?
So, like, for me, the perfect life is like a mega yacht. You know what I mean? 20 cars, homes everywhere. You know, influencing millions of lives to better themselves, like being the most searched name on the planet, massive. If I'm not there, it's because there's limiting beliefs. And that's it. Because it's the physical world, and it's all lies, man. I remember when like $5,000 a month was like it. And that was my reality. And then I hit it. I'm like, well, this is easy. Then the whole limiting belief change. It was $10,000 a month, easy. Then $20,000, easy. $30,000, easy. I can't make less than that. It's a bot. Why do you think somebody like Donald Trump can go down so many times and go back up? I don't care if you like his name or not. He'll always make millions of dollars because his beliefs are there. Have you ever read the book? Talks about trans surfing.
I don't think so.
I'll send it to you. Deep. Right. The book's $100. It's like this big. But it talks about that every reality is real. Every reality. The broke, the rich. You just have to choose which one. Just choose. Just pick it. And then lean in. So yeah, there's limiting beliefs. They're there.
So do you think, from that perspective, do you think that limiting beliefs are a choice? Like, can we choose to just stop believing that limiting belief from your perspective?
You can choose to start removing them and accepting a different reality. They're there. If you're fat, you're fat. Fuck it. But you can choose to lose weight and start acting in a different way. That's going to give you a different result.
This is such a freaking amazing conversation, Isaac. You are so right, because whether, and I love that you honed in on whether it's $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, whatever it is, maybe it's, you know, if you're working in corporate, maybe it's the director position, the VP, the SVP, like we all have certain thresholds that we reach and they all look different. They look different for all of us. And so that's why some people can hit the number one charts when it comes to real estate, but then when it comes, I don't know why surfing just came to my mind, but being like a surfer instructor, the number one surfer, why that is impossible, but the real estate was easier because the real estate didn't trigger those limiting beliefs inside of you.
Exactly.
So good, so good, so good. So I know your passion, your calling deals a lot with discipline, fitness, and mindset, right?
100%.
So if we can pause for a minute, just let's riff on the Wolf Pack and what you're doing as far as that goes, because I know that as big dreamers, it's so important for us to hear about what other people who are doing big shit in this world hear about what they're doing so we can normalize it and naturally dissolve those upper limits and some of those lies.
Hell yeah. See, I like that. I like that. Dissolve it. Yeah, what I'm doing with the Wolf Pack is I'm taking men, mostly men, but it's at this point it's 50% male, 50% female, and helping them retake control of their lives, man. And that starts with discipline. And then we start working out the mindset. And then we get them sober. We get them fucking becoming superior human beings. 'Cause I'm competitive. I'm competitive.
I
So
couldn't get that. I could not get
I'm
that
always gonna lean into like we're gonna make you superior, you know? And I'm loving it. I'm seeing these guys and girls, they go from smoking weed, drinking to like boom, that's it, get sober overnight. I literally call them, hey motherfucker, throw that shit out. Thumb out. You know, making working an employee, boom, now he's got his own business. Now he's fit, losing 20 pounds. 'Cause like once I get in their heads. And I show them this different reality exists and it's doable. Poof, something, and it's cool. Charlie, it's cool, man.
Good job
Hell
on saying my name correctly.
yeah.
So proud of you. So I'm
Like
curious, why do you start with, why do you emphasize discipline and sober living?
that? Yeah. Man, it's again, there's nothing I'm ever gonna teach that I haven't done. 10 million bucks, I haven't done. 1 million, I can show you. 10, I cannot. So I'm super genuine. Like this came out organically. Like the even the word Wolf Pack just came out organically. It's I got to a point where like finally I kind of made it financially. And I just leaned in so hard on my vices. Women, drugs, drinks, boats, yachts, you name it, planes. And I felt so empty. Like it got by October of last, I was like, I just felt like dead. Like there was nothing here, you know?
Why do you
And
think
then,
that was?
cause it's not real. And what hit me is like, I can't believe this shit. Since we're kids, we're singing these rap songs, watching the MTV Cribs, going on social media, and we're sold like this is the life. Now, most of us don't have the balls to make the sacrifice to get the life. They'll look at it, they'll press like, but they won't ever do much about it. I'm the individual that said, I want this shit. I want the cars. I want the beautiful women. I want the trips. I want the cocaine on the desk. I want everything. And I got it. And it's so bad. So I'm like, God damn, this is such an agenda from the powers that may be, whoever the fuck they are, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't affect me. But I was sold this shit, and I got it. And all these motherfuckers, 8 billion people, are sold like this is the life. It's not. So that's why I lean in to sober. So first of all, you can actually see what the fuck is going on, and discipline. So you are in control of your life, not whatever's coming at you from the exterior. Hope that answers the question. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you mentioned that about the 8 billion because Gary Vaynerchuk said recently that 8 billion people need to, I forget the exact verbiage, but need to redefine or reframe their idea of success because we have been so programmed, indoctrinated, like to believe that that is life, is the money. Well, in your case, the money, the cars, the women, the drugs, that sort of thing. And at some point, you called bullshit on that, which is amazing.
100%. You just turn around, you look at the club, you got the bottles, you got everybody there, and you're like, what the fuck? You know what it is?
What is
There's
it?
a voice. There's a voice. And I always talk about this. You all got this little voice in our ears, in our soul, whatever you want to call it. It talks to you, right? So I studied in Jerusalem the Bible for like 6 months, like totally focused. I'm agnostic as fuck, by the way. But I did take 6 months to go deep into the scriptures. It talks about having a little voice. And so the little voice says, hey, don't be doing this. You don't listen. And it gets louder and louder and louder and louder. Here's where people fuck up. Shit starts happening in the physical universe. Your car starts breaking down. You start losing money, a lot of drama. That's when that voice is like, all right, you're not listening, motherfucker. Let me fuck shit up till you pay attention. Right? That's what happened. I started seeing a little bit of shifts in the physical world, in my business. I'm like, time to make a shift right now because shit's about to hit the fan, you know?
That was good. So, in your shifting from putting the external on a pedestal to leaning in, do you feel like there were any lies, any undeservingness, any things that you had to work through to make that shift?
Dog, everything. Everything. Talking about building a character from like a young age to 30 years old and then saying, all right, we got to start from scratch. That's it. The only thing I had that I was really lucky is I've always been extremely hardworking and extremely disciplined. So even if I did coke the entire night, woke up with two girls, and I was in fucking Miami at a penthouse, I would wake up at the same time. I'd get my phone calls in. Nothing changes my program. That saved my life. If it wasn't for that, I'd overdose or I'd be some bum outside right now. You know, but other than that, I had to change everything. My friends, my fucking people, my lifestyle, what I dress, where I hang out. I had to make a list of places I would and would not go, people I had to cut out, women I could not see. Everything. 180, 180 degrees.
So that discipline, that drive, that fire that was within you when you were going after the women and the money, that sort of thing, it was also the very thing that saved your life when you were making this shift from the external to the internal. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, hey, it's a fact. That's a fact. I'll also say that like most addicts, whether they're food addicts, drug addicts, sex addicts, if they can use that energy for the good, it's still energy. They'll probably be more successful than a square motherfucker who's never done shit in their life. It's really hard to be an addict. You got to pursue that vice till the end. Whether it be heroin or sex or food, you're a fat motherfucker just eating all day. Like that takes a lot of work.
And you
So
gotta see how far you can go with it.
exactly. So the worse the addict, the more potential they have to. My accountability partner, his name's Jamie. He owns the biggest gyms here in Seattle. We meet every Sunday. We talk about our goals. We work out. He's a pro bodybuilder, also heroin addict, 7 years. Made the switch, boom, total success. Grant Cardone, crazy addict, switch, total success. David Goggins, fat motherfucker, boom, complete opposite. He's Mr. Hard now.
That's a good
Lot of
point.
power in that shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, so the sober living, and the reason why I want to focus on sober living is because it's almost a year since I've had a drink. And
Congrats.
I also am someone who I wake up at 4:44 every day. Every day.
Nice.
It's very rare that I do not get up at 4:44. And so when we connected and I saw that you preach both of those things, I knew that on the podcast we had to go there, right? We had to go there.
Must.
That's so good. So good. So the sober live, I get the discipline, right? It's the drive. It's really putting your drive to work.
It's not even the drive. Fuck the drive. Because I wake up half the time, I'm not even in the mood to do shit. Shit, my bed's fucking phenomenal. I got the best mattress. My mattress is unbelievable. I don't even need a female. I could just love my mattress, man. That shit's so good. But it's the discipline. I wake up at 4:30 or earlier. No matter what. I hit my macros. I read with the intent to distribute. I hit my prospecting. I am sober. Like, I work out at, like, those are my non-negotiables. Fuck the drive. Drive comes and goes. Love comes and goes. Commitment, though. Duty. Discipline. That's solid.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. And for me, when it comes to not drinking, oh my gosh, the clarity, the energy, the
Who knew?
freaking owning it on another, on a whole nother level.
Right? And like you actually have regular, like, and you can discern who's a good person, who's not. Conversations are a lot higher. You don't do dumb, right? It's just so good.
Right. And I don't have to. I don't have to worry, like, if I'm out one night and somebody meets me and I'm drunk, falling over the place, and they're not, that's complete incongruency with who we are, right? If, like, Isaac, we're talking right now, if you were to see me in an hour playing with my kids or whatever, it would be the same person, right? And that's what sober living does, is it cuts out the BS, it cuts out the incongruency, it cuts out the this is who I'm not, right? And so it fully allows us to be who we are and to own it.
Wow, that's so fucking deep. That you said congruency. That's exactly what it is. It's congruency. Are you congruent or not?
Right. Like you're talking, you just threw out some names like David Goggins and stuff like that. You know, I know that you've also Twitch and David Hollis, who have both big names. Twitch died from suicide. Dave Hollis passed away from drug overdose from fentanyl. So incongruency.
Man,
Incongruency.
I'll tell you what, there's something huge just hit me. When I was going out, especially there was one point I was going deep, I would have multiple people come to me in the middle of a party, in the middle of a bar, and say, "Isaac, what are you doing here?" So I look at him and be like, what do you mean? Like, I'm here having a good time. And you're like, "Yeah, we know you're having a good time, but what are you? Like, you, Isaac, of all people, doing here?" It's like, "We're happy to see you, but like, you don't bother." Like, first of all, that took some balls for them to come up to me and say that. But at the same time, I'm like, and that would happen multiple times, man. Or I'd hang out with a girl. She'd be like, "Isaac, who you are and how you're living has nothing to do with, doesn't match." And when you're not congruent, you don't get the results you want. It's a mind fuck all day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it can also be not just with when it comes to alcohol or drugs or whatever, but when it comes to the things we say, the things we listen to, the people we hang around, the food we eat, like all of that is our power to choose who we are, who we want to be. And it naturally builds up this momentum and solidification in this is who I am in this world. Like, watch out. There is no mistake. I have chills right now. This is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is my mark on the world. And so, energetically, there's no mistake.
Dude, I believe in that shit so much. It's crazy. The energy. Because it makes no sense. What? You're going to be a loving father or mother. You're going to work hard. You're going to wake up early. And then you're going to what? Jack off to some porn? Like, the frequency's off. You're going to work 5 days a week, be the best friend, an awesome husband, perfect at the gym. Friday night hits, shots, cocaine. No. It energies are fucking real. They're real. It's so when they're not congruent, the universe, the world, it doesn't know what to give you. It's confused, man. It's kind of like you go to a girl, "Hey, I want to marry you, and you're my side chick." And every day you switch up with her. She about to leave or slap you. One or the other. And if she stays, she's crazy, but that's another subject, man.
And not only does the world not know what to give you or the universe, you don't know what to give yourself, because how are you staying true to you? How do you know what satisfies and what fulfills you if you're doing one thing like meditating or something like that, and then you're also drinking and numbing yourself with all of this other stuff? Like, how do you know what is true?
You're completely fucking confused. That's what it is. Because that's literally what would be me before. I would wake up early. I would work hard. I would work out. I'd even have the meal prep. And then boom, shots. Boom, women. Boom, clubs. Friend calls me. Hey, Rufus DeSoul is playing in San Diego. Within 30 seconds, book a flight. I'm there in 20 minutes. Let's go. It's, what do you mean? You were just working on a massive goal. Like, who are you? Are you Mr. Party Guy? Are you Mr. Businessman? You know what? My mentor 2 years ago sat down with me at the W here in Bellevue, it's in Washington. He sat down with me. He's like, Isaac, when are you gonna give up the Playboy? I say, bro, what you mean the Playboy? What you mean? He's like, let me ask you a question. Check this out. This is pretty cool. He's like, if a person comes right now, who do they think is the boss, me or you? I looked at him. I looked in the mirror. I looked at him. I said, they would think you're the boss. He goes, you see the fucking problem? Unless everything's congruent, the world doesn't know how to react to you, universe, people, and you're all over the place. You're not hitting your targets. It's impossible. So, man, I'm aligned with this.
This is so good. This is
This is
so good.
so good. This
I
is
just
so
got
good.
this feeling like Isaac and I have never talked before, but hey, we're gonna do this, so, and it's gonna be amazing, and
Dude, you're about to get the most downloads ever.
it is. So I'm curious from your perspective, because it makes so much sense that the discipline, the mindset, and the fitness that you preach is all in alignment with your congruency. Right.
Yep.
And so what has that congruency done for you since October, I think you said?
Everything, literally everything. I think my business in general doubled. I have a construction and development company. That shit doubled. Happiness, I'm just happy. And I don't even like the word happy because motherfuckers are always trying to lean in the word I'm trying to be happy. Like, that is cupcake motherfucker. Like, find me something more solid of a fucking goal than, but I'm leaning on that word and I'm happy. Moods are just clean body. I'm looking like Superman. Fucking, I come in a room. It's like, all right, that's the alpha. No question about it. I look at my kids and they're like, and they're 5 or 7. So it's definitely me talking to myself, but
I have a
I
six and
don't have
7 year, no, 6 and 8 year old.
6 and 8, 6 and 8. Cool age, man. I look at my kids now and I'm like, all right, you guys can role model off me now. Before it's like you can just role model off the money. Now it's like you do copy and paste what I do, son. Copy and paste. That's a good feeling.
That's good. That's huge. That's huge. So I'm
Yep.
curious, with your next level, maybe it's 10 million, whatever your next level looks like, do you foresee any lies that could be creeping in and getting in your way of that?
Good question. You want to laugh? So first and foremost, for the first time, the goal is not money. I am not thinking about money this year at all. I've been thinking about money since I was, what? I moved out at 17. I started living on the streets at about 18. Did some gang stuff you don't talk about, but everything was about the money. This year, nothing's about the money.
Why?
Zero. I'm leaning into character big time because it kind of clicked to me. If the man is right, the world will be right. His world will be right. If I'm right, shit's right. That's it. And when that clicked for me, it was like it changed the world. I put all my chips on discipline, all my chips on character. When things don't go wrong, I'm like, all right, what vice am I fucking up? Am I sliding in the DMs too many with the girls? Am I thinking about something I should? Am I jealous? What character trait do I need to work on? So that's first and foremost.
So I
And
want
then
to pause you
last.
right there, if you don't mind. I'm curious, does that trip you up at all of being externally you're successful, right? You have all of these things, you have all of these goals. So is there any lie of undeservingness or what's wrong with me because you may notice things about yourself that you need to work on?
No. Again, like there'll be like very little times where I'm like, I don't deserve. And that's when I know I need to work on myself. Maybe last few weeks ago, I was in Miami. In Miami, I make a point to network as much as I can with the highest and the best. I literally shake hands all day. Like, I need to meet people. I need to meet people. I need to meet people all day. And I got to a point where I met somebody who was extremely top tier. You know, physically, mentally, financially, I got uncomfortable. We went to his house. I felt out of place. That's where undeserving. But right now, everything I want, not deserve that shit. And when
Kudos
I
to
don't,
you.
I gotta lean into character.
Kudos to you for being able to embrace that, right? That it's not a negative thing that you feel uncomfortable in his house. Like that, from my perspective, that's a really good thing because that's your area. Wherever underneath that, you get to grow. You get to overcome that so it doesn't trip you up or hold you back or sabotage you or get in your way. Like the sooner you embrace it and work through it, the sooner you're soaring to the next level, right?
So that being said, like when I set my goals this year, like 31 to 32 years old, I hit all my goals. And that means I didn't do enough digging. I love it. Yeah, you're right. It's that point of like discomfort. That's where I know I need to be. Because this year I hit all my goals, every single one of them. I'm pissed. Because that means I didn't think big enough. But it also taught me a lesson. When you're completely committed without distractions, you can achieve anything. You know? So you're right. I gotta lean into that area.
Figure out what's going on. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's so good. Oh my gosh, this has been one of the highlights of my week talking to you. This has been so freaking awesome.
Hell yeah, that's powerful shit, dropping gold.
See what happens when here we've been raised not to talk to strangers, but when you talk to strangers, some beautiful stuff can actually come out of it.
Dog, I always say this, man. Strangers have everything you want. Love, it ain't in your home by yourself. It's a stranger that's gonna love you. You know, money, a stranger has it. The car you want, a stranger has it. Strangers. I love my strangers, man. I want to meet as many strangers as possible.
Oh my gosh, I love that. You just tapped into something so huge because, especially as big dreamers and high achievers who are doing big shit in this world, the people we are naturally surrounded with, like our family, people we grew up with, most of the time they do not jive with our energy, our vision, and that's okay. That's okay. No shame, no shade. You know what I mean? But the fact that just you hit the nail on the head, the strangers. Beautiful.
That's strange, man. And family, yeah, man, it's interesting. It's just, you know, I don't get along with my family. They're very religious, dogmatic, and just leaned into one way. For them, I'm going to hell. Tatted, you know what I'm saying? Say fuck every three words. That's fine. You know? But fuck it. You gotta find the strangers who fuck with your vibe. That's what it's about.
So good. So
So
good. I'm so thankful we connected, Isaac.
hell yeah,
Thank you
absolutely.
so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Whew, that was so powerful and so potent. Oh my goodness gracious. Isaac and I covered so many things. Feeling undeserving, ways to deal with the lies, negative thoughts and feelings, how outside success doesn't lead to fulfillment and satisfaction. We also talked about the importance of congruency, staying true to yourself in all areas, how strangers and surrounding yourself with people who get it and are where you want to go, how that is so, so important. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I know that you are just full of so many nuggets. Please remember to like, review, share this episode, mention the podcast to your friends, because I promise you, oh my goodness, I'm getting teared up right now thinking about it, but I promise you that there's someone in your circle who appears to have it all together, who is successful on the outside, maybe is the strong one, maybe is the educated one, is that go-to person. And on the inside, they may be feeling undeserving. The inside looks different than the outside. And so by you sharing this episode, you can be a silent life vessel in their life, or a silent lifeline in their life that is absolutely going to change the trajectory, or has the power to change the trajectory of where they are, so they don't continue in this space. Thank you so much again for listening to Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. If you feel called or compelled to connect with Isaac, I will definitely be sure to drop his Instagram link in the bio, as well as the opportunity to join the Wolfpack community for accountability when it comes to discipline, fitness, and mindset. Last but certainly not least, if you are in this space where you truly desire more alignment in your action, you desire more ease, more flow, to feel confident, satisfied, successful, worthy now, rather than waiting to a certain point before you get there, then I will include the episode, or the links to Anchor and BTG in the episode description, because these programs are for you. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll see you next time.